He is the former host of the ever-popular TV series Going Fishing and editor of Ontario Fisherman Magazine. Now, anybody under the age of 25 is saying, huh? Yeah. Well, there you go.
That's me.
He is our good friend on the program, Daryl Kronze. Good morning, buddy. How are you?
Hello, my friend. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm health, fantastic. I'm
health as well.
Health as well, man. I really am. I think I told you on the phone. I'm feeling much better than I did prior to my little event. So, all good news so far.
No cigars in the backyard.
No. No. I went on my first shoot with all my new rules and regulations.
Oh, yeah.
So that was kind of interesting. But no, I'm doing good, buddy. Doing good. How about you?
Excellent. Excellent.
Good. Now, before we get into a multitude of things, I just came back from New Brunswick, by the way. Nova Scotia. And had a wonderful time down there chasing big stripers out on the Bay of Fundy. And I had an opportunity to talk to a bunch of people about their fisheries and management of such things. It's funny, every jurisdiction has its own set of problems. There's every jurisdictions that that you can go to across this country. There's good things and bad things to say about the management of wildlife in those areas. And this no different than us here, for sure.
Well, we're in big troubles, I think, from coast to coast.
Well, that's why I've got you on the program today. I wanted to talk to you about your views and opinions on, in general, where are we fisheries-wise?
Okay, what's the difference between stupidity and ignorance? Ignorance is when you don't know the facts and you make mistakes. Stupidity is when you know the facts, you still make the mistakes. And boy, we've got problems coast to coast. You want a couple?
Well, I heard about the BC thing. That thing is getting way out of hand, as far as I'm concerned.
It's everywhere. I mean, you know, we're into politics right now, and they're all promised they're going to move the pens. But, okay, let's do Ontario first. Atlantic Salmon Program, 1980s, they started putting Atlantics in. Federation joined in the 2000s. They're using parts of two hatcheries plus ring government hatcheries. Plus Ringwood and Sir Sanford, 13 million fish have been stocked. They were getting an average of 30 fish back. The thing that scares me, they've gone to the Ganaraska now, and they're putting a lot of yearlings in there, and yearling plus. The rainbow fishery is already going downhill in the Ganaraska, and all they're going to do is kill it by putting Atlantics on top of hatching rainbow.
Well, we need to highlight that a little bit because I was not aware of it. So just hang on for 1 second, Daryl. Let me take a quick break. I don't want to interrupt your flow on that. Sit tight for a minute. There'll be more journal after this. Don't you dare go away.
Hey, everybody. Pete Bowman here of the Fishing Canada television show. When I'm not raising the horns, banging my head, and thrashing out the metal, I listen to Angelo in the Outdoor Journal radio show. Come on, buddy. Let's go to a Slipknot concert. Rock, buddy.
Have you ever seen those elderly people who dress up in their kids' clothes?
Yeah.
We've all seen them, right?
Oh, yeah. They go to like graves and stuff.
And you say, like, what is that? Like, what is the matter with that person? Well, there's one of them right there. Okay? That's one of them right there. Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal on Sportsnet 590. The Fan, Angelo Viola, Stephen Labadie, Derek Brandeo, and Jessica Ellis at your beck and call this wonderful weekend. Yes. We will shepherd you through the outdoors, and the head shepherd on the line with us, our good friend, soft-spoken, modest kind of guy. He loves and appreciates the fine work of fisheries managers across this nation, and in particular, the Ministry of Natural Resources here in the province of Ontario, none other than Daryl Kronze. How's that, Daryl?
Excellent, my buddy. You always pat me on the back before you give me the knife.
All right. So talk to me about this, because I was not aware of it. I found out while I was driving back from Nova Scotia. Talk to me about the stocking program that's taking place on the Ganaraska.
They shifted their focus from the credit to the Gani. And, you know, we've got a problem with declining steelhead populations in the Gani. You don't stock 100,000 yearlings or advanced yearlings on top of hatching rainbow trout in the wild. These fish come out of the hatchery, they're hungry, they're going to eat rainbow. The ministry went and kind of whitewashed it along with the Federation by saying, hey, we're going to give you a new camera to see the fish on the Ganarasca. To heck with the camera. You worry about the fish you've got in the Gani, which are the rainbow trout.
And it has not been, it's not like it used to be. I'll be honest with you, Daryl, back when, you know, I was sloshing around on riverbanks chasing steelhead. This fishery, this Ganarasca fishery, was world renowned. It's not the same as it used to be.
It's. I mean, you know, I give you the definition of stupidity, and they knew the facts, and they still play stupid on a lot of their programs. We got the same thing going on in the Saugeen. They canceled the Ontario Steelheaders Transporting Program, where we moved 1,500 fish adults a year up into the Beatty so they could spawn, and they just pulled the wheels off the trailer. And I said, "Why? Well, we want to experiment." We want to see what's wild and what's used in the fishways. I said, how are you going to tell if they're wild? Well, if they've got all their fins, they're going to be wild. Well, I got news for them. Michigan stocks anywhere from 400,000 to 600,000 yearlings a year, and they don't clip their fish. And half of their fish swim up our rivers. You know,
I was going to say it's not unusual to have American-stocked fish come up and into our swims up here and actually start spawning. So
Ontario's never really stocked the Ganarasca twice or three times. They stocked the Saugeen, stocking them off the piers two or three times. These have always been American strays, except when we got the programs going. We stock 50,000 of our own fish now, way upriver, and imprint them properly. But the migrating or the transporting program is really important because we take the fish around in trailers, or we did take them around and get them up into the soggy, up into the Beatty to spawn. And I said, why do it? And it came down to we want to experience. They've got the facts, they know the facts, and they're still stupid doing these moves.
Of course, calling people stupid is not going to help your cause. You know that, right?
Well, I'm 71 years old.
That's true. That's true. You could pretty much do anything.
You're crouching up there. Let's look at the brown trout, Andrew. We raise brown trout broodstock in our hatcheries. They're from small stream brown trout. The brown trout fishery's never been excellent or anything. And I said, change the genetics. Go to New York State. They're getting 30-pound brown trout. Go and get some of their eggs. Oh, we don't want to do that. I mean, they've got the facts. Stupid.
Weren't we getting those browns up here into our rivers? I remember going to I think it was the Wilmot or the Orinoco. I can't remember. I remember fishing when we had incredible brown trout coming in.
When they used to stray around, you know, we go to the broodstock. We're in a broodstock program. The U.S. isn't a lot, you know, New York, but they've got the browns in their hatchery, and they're good browns, and they can get the brown trout eggs. At least experiment and try with something better, you know, a better genetics. We got stupidity on the Saugeen, the Ganarasca. They're going to kill the Ganarasca.
Wow.
And before I forget, I told Monica the other day, I'm 71. You know what I want on my tombstone?
What?
Dear God, if there is a thing called reincarnation, do not send me back as an Atlantic salmon in a fish pen or as a biologist.
I think you'd make a great one of either one of those, actually.
You know, we got the problems with the fish farms on the Pacific. We've been telling them about disease over and over and over again. The government does in DFO, they don't want to say, hey, we've got a problem out here with heart disease. We've got fish swimming around that are all yellow now out there. The stocks are falling apart on the coast.
Yeah,
they just shut the Columbia off in Oregon, Washington, all the way above Bonneville Dam, the fishery shut down. And BC, no matter what you hear from some of these special interest groups, their fishery is a shadow of what it used to be. I saw a release the other day, some of my runs are better than historic. And I thought, what world are you living? I fished there for 50 years, and you can see the runs going down. Yeah. And the government hasn't done a lot, but it doesn't help to be politically correct and say everything's right either.
Now, sometimes, though, Daryl, sometimes, you know, you and I, we agree on a lot of things. But sometimes I got to tell you, a lot of this stuff you need to, to let go. You know, I was down in the East Coast this week, and there's still an uproar down there about what they call invasive species. In this case, yeah. we're talking muskie and striper bass, because now they're blaming those two fish on the decline of their stocking or their salmon programs. And, you know, you just sometimes you just have to let it go. You have to say, okay,
if you let it go, it's the end. You know what I mean? Now, here's another one. You mentioned you're on the East Coast. The federal government, the liberals, just said, hey, in five years, we're going to move those pens up on ground, which they should have done right from the start.
Right from get-go, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, they've done this in Europe. They've done this in a lot of places. They're putting a new hatchery 5 miles from Miami Beach. They're putting one in Maine. They're all on, you know, they're going to land. This, we've had the problems with this, you talk about the East Coast. They got Atlantic pen farms there. Well, the wild Atlantics have to swim under those pens, and they get the sea lice. The fisheries head from New Brunswick saw this thing about Trudeau wanting to pull the pens and put them on dry ground, and he said, if BC doesn't want them, we'll take them in New Brunswick. Well, look what happened the other day in Newfoundland. All those fish died, all those Atlantics in the pens.
Yeah.
They put them through a tug, chewed them all up, and dumped the effluent into the ocean. They're all full of crap.
Wow.
It's scary. We've got, you know, one other thing. We had this, they shut the fishery down, the sport fishery, in a lot of BC waters back in the spring for about 2 months.
Yeah.
And they said at the time, well, we're doing this because we've got Fraser River stock endangered and declining. That was the reason. Because don't intercept them, let them get up the river. Well, this was back in June. Now, listen to this one. They had that slide in the Fraser River in October or November. They didn't find the darn thing until June, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Now, don't they have drones? Don't they check the Fraser River? I know it's a big river, but it's also the biggest salmon river in Canada.
You would think, yeah. You would think they'd be on top of that. Yeah.
Well, they found the slide. They knew that the somewhere in the neighborhood of 2 or 3 million fish were blocked by the slide.
Yeah.
Isn't it a coincidence that they shut the fishery down saying we worried about the stocks, but they didn't say anything about the slide till after the fact.
Yeah,
and now we've got anglers out there saying, hell, we've had some of the best in shallow water salmon fishing ever. Well, what do you expect? If they haven't been netted or haven't been caught by sport fishermen, you're going to have a lot more fish in shallow water. That river is in big trouble. The Skeena's in decline. It's one of our biggest rivers on the coast. They knew this. They knew facts.
Give me something positive. You're depressing my day. I was having a wonderful day. Now you got me all depressed.
Hey,
give me something good.
Okay, I've got my nitro in my pocket. How's that?
So do I.
I mean, but I said ignorance or stupidity. It is stupid. And we are. It's common sense. When you play around with a fish, you get the best genetics possible, and you stock them in the right spots. Everybody told them the credit right from the beginning was no good. The water's too warm. Now they're going to dump these Atlantics with the Federation's okay up into the Ganaraska. They should have just went to the Wilmot, taken a small stream, closed it off, and experiment.
See?
We're in big trouble. I mean, it scares me. I don't think there's going to be fish for kids in the future.
When it's simple, it works, and it's easy.
You know, it's just mind-boggling.
When we make it difficult, it gets hard.
If you saw the stuff that was happening on the Saugeen, like they've taken down dams in places where the dams were okay because they kept the rainbow out of going in and spawning in bad sections of the river. Now they open it up. The fish go up there, think that the spawning grounds are great, and 6 weeks or 4 weeks after they lay their eggs, the water's 80 degrees, and all you got is poached eggs in the gravel. There's dummies running the boat. I mean, that's not being politically correct, I guess, but it's the honest truth. Look, we played with the Splake program for 20 years. We've been at this thing since the late 1980s. You know, we're in 2019 right now. This is worse than a Splake program.
Yeah, they keep
experimenting. And they trick these guys with a super underwater camera. Oh, we're going to make it great for you. Well, you will be looking at nothing except their fish that they're raising in the hatchery. They go through, they don't come back.
My friend, always a pleasure, as usual, getting you on the program.
Right, you got to get up here.
I know. Right, wrong, or indifferent. Always a pleasure having you on, buddy.
Come to Pigeon Lake, and I'll bring your blood pressure down.
That's a date, man.
We'll catch you later, Ange.
Daryl Kranze, former host of Going Fishing and editor of Ontario Fisherman Magazine. That used to be the Bible. Ontario Fisherman Magazine was in every fisherman's household, for sure.